Got a tune to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, inviting you to visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue is Kelly Finnegan. From the album A Joyful Sound, we're going to listen to Santa's Watching You, followed by Ed Sweeney. From the album It's Christmas Time in the City, we're going to listen to Silver Bells.
Better watch out. People like
are tuned in to the holiday edition of Modern Jazz Today. We hope that you are enjoying the season and spending time and doing the things you love with the people that you love. Up next on the queue, Jason Paul Curtis from the album These Christmas Days. We're going to listen to December Again, followed by Christina Hitt. From the album Max Jazz Holiday, we are going to check into Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
"2004, you look just like a gift on the floor. Sparkling and happy, laughing and clapping, you took Christmas morning by storm. And when you were three, your Santa hat came to my knee. You pulled at my hand, you said with a grin, 'Daddy, time to go find us a tree.' Then you were five on my shoulders. You said, 'Let's get the tallest one.' Then you were nine and the wind turned cold. You helped me carry it home. December again. I just can't believe that you're ten. Let's go and find us a tall pine and we'll do it all again.
Thank you. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Keeping that holiday spirit flowing. Up next is Seth MacFarlane. The album is called Holiday for Swing, and we'll check into Little Jack Frost, Get Lost, featuring Norah Jones, then Chris Botti. The album's called December, and we'll check into Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Then Mel Breeze is tackling a classic called Green Sleeves off her album Amethyst.
Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Little Jack Frost, go away, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in lovers' lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get
but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Go, little Jackie, go far away, away.
And don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in lovers' lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Bye. to cast me off this courteously, and I have loved you, oh sun, delighting in your company. Green sleeves was all my joy. Was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart of gold, and who but my lady green sleeves. If you intend to be this way, it does the more enrapture me. And even so, I still remain a lover.
Green sleeves.
time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
Mark.
Hollywood film sets are bustling with people, from actors and makeup artists to camera operators and directors, and they all need to be fed.
It's really like going kind of to a wedding every day for lunch.
That's Hillary Cohen. She and Samantha Liu have both worked as assistant directors on film and TV sets, and they've seen how much food can go to waste, sometimes because too much was made, other times because scheduling changes left fewer people on set than expected. So to keep food from getting trashed, they created the nonprofit Everyday Action. Their team collects unused meals from sets and brings them to pantries, shelters, low-income apartments, and other places where they're needed.
And we're saving anywhere from, I'd say, 500 meals to 2,000 meals a week.
So the effort is helping to feed people who may struggle to afford food. And it helps the climate, too, because it keeps so much food from rotting in landfills and emitting climate-warming methane. And it reduces how much food overall has to be produced, processed, and trucked, all of which creates carbon pollution. So there are multiple benefits to putting Hollywood's leftovers to good use. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.